The Bloomington City Council approved a 10-year tax break for an affordable housing development during their session last week. Under the agreement, the developers would get a 98% break for 10 years. The 31-unit affordable apartment complex, dubbed Southern Knoll, will be located on West 3rd Street in Bloomington across from Rose Hill Cemetery. Southern Knoll is to provide 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units to tenants whose income is 80% or less of the area's median income. That equates to just under $35,000 per household, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Brian Payne, the city's Assistant Director for Economic Sustainability, first presented the proposed agreement to the City Council June 7th meeting. Payne says over two-thirds of renters in Bloomington spend nearly a third of their income on housing.
So even among similarly sized college towns, Bloomington has a particularly high cost burden for renters, a particularly high homeowner cost burden, and this is all over the 30% HUD recommended share of one's income that you should be spending on housing. So not only is the college factor an issue here, but even among towns that account for that issue, we have a challenge that's above and beyond some of our peer cities.
Payne also said developer Milestone Ventures' affordable housing project proposal would need a 10-year tax break to successfully vie for federal low-income housing tax credits. Payne says these low-income housing tax credits, abbreviated to LIHTC, are highly competitive.
The federal LIHTC credits constitute $4.6 million of a total $6 million project cost. And so it's basically a make or break proposal. If they get the tax credit, they'll build the facility. If they don't, they won't be able to do it.
Payne pressed this point again in last week's city council meeting, saying the developer had to secure community backing for the project prior to the fast approaching federal deadline. Per its agreement with the city, Milestone Ventures will provide affordable apartments in Bloomington for the next 99 years. Within the first 15 years, all of the units will be designated as affordable, but the number of affordable units decreases over the remaining years of the agreement as they return to market rate. Bloomington City Councilmember Jim Sims noted that at the 30-year mark, the developer has a free hand in designating which units would be affordable. Sims was concerned that if the developer increasingly limited affordable units to studios or one-bedroom units, low-income families would be left out. Payne acknowledged that under the agreement, the developer could legally restrict affordable units in that way.
To make it work from a developer's perspective, from a financial perspective, they need to phase out the number of beds that are affordable, especially for a small unit project like this. This isn't Mecca where they have 146 beds to play with. So having said that, I think it's certainly a worthwhile project and a valuable one to support.
Still, Sims seemed irritated about the number of units that would be returned to market value over the life of the agreement.
We've heard that the abatement is needed for this project to go ahead. We've heard that there's certain other costs. There's some grants. There's some local income tax opportunities that you can get. We've heard those things that we need. The developer needs this. Up until tonight, I never heard that the developer needs certain amount of beds in order to make this project worthwhile to him.
Bloomington City Council member Dave Rollo agreed with Jim Sims' concern. Rolla proposed an amendment to the affordable housing agreement, which would have the developer offer at least 2 two-bedroom or 3-bedroom units as affordable housing for the last 68 years of the agreement. He and Councilmember Steve Volan estimated the amendment would have only a modest financial impact on the developer.
This is $500,000 of public investment locally. It's $5 million of national, federal funding. We are the body that will decide on who occupies these apartments. It seems important to me that families be included.
Some council members did not see Sims and Rollo's concern as a priority. Given the opportunity to comment, council member Susan Sandberg stressed repeatedly, quote, "The time is now."
I would urge my fellow council members to be mindful of the time frame of this. 30 years is a pretty long time, and this is not going to be the only affordable housing project that I hope we have the opportunity to put our stamp on and our approval on. As these time frames wear out. I won't be on this council in 30 years, not even sure I'll be here in 30 years. Other things will come in line to take the place of the units that then become marketable. Also, the individuals that are living in these affordable housing, I mean, obviously the hope is that people become more self-sufficient as they're not paying so much in housing and can move on perhaps to other forms of housing, opening up the units for other people. And we know that in order to get out of this housing crisis, we have to build housing in all economic ranges because that's how you drive the costs down. Right now, we're in such a dearth of housing for everybody in all economic ranges, and we need to really get moving on this and not have, you know, council rules and regulations stand in the way.
Councilmember Chris Sturbaum also supported moving forward without amending the agreement.
And, you know, working with this developer made me realize how tenuous these projects are and how difficult it is to put the different funding together that's available in the real world. For this community, we need to kind of get all hands on deck and think, what can we do locally? Because sadly, communities are on their own, and this problem is bigger than us, but we have to do all that we can. And this is a really good example of a project that does hits on all cylinders. It is affordable at a lower level, and it needs all this help. So I would caution the council about renegotiating something that's in place and commitments have been made upon assumptions. So while I admire Councilmember Rallo's goal, I think it's late in the game to mix this up, and it's too important to foul this up.
Councilmember Allison Chopra said she supported the proposed affordable housing project, but not Rallo's amendment.
We told the developer not to be here today, right? So it would seem a little bit disingenuous to me to start to make changes or propose to change anything when we said, no, it looks good. I know you said that you're totally willing to be here. You took our word on it and is now not here. So I will not be supporting any amendment whatsoever in any form because of that reason this evening.
The council temporarily postponed any further action to give Assistant Director for Economic Sustainability Brian Payne a chance to reach out to Milestone Ventures on the proposed changes. The developer ultimately agreed to the changes over the phone with Payne, and the council approved the amended agreement with the 10-year tax abatement. Councilmember Sims acknowledged the project's positives far outweigh any negatives. Our positive aspect, 14 of the apartments are to be set aside for homeless and disabled persons during the first 15 years. Shalom Community Center and Life Designs will provide support services for those individuals under the contract.